May I have everyone's attention? I want to get started so that we can all be home by dinner time. So thank you everyone for coming today to hear about the new Manchester Rideshare programme. Our city is growing quickly, and as the population increases, so does traffic. Pretty soon our roads won't be able to sustain all of the drivers commuting to work on just a few major thoroughfares. That's why we have developed a programme to adapt to this changing reality. The Rideshare programme is open to residents of Greater Manchester, including all 10 metropolitan boroughs. We have pick-up points in every borough, except Trafford right now. But, as I've heard, there'll soon be one established. So if you live in Trafford, you have the option of either waiting until the pick-up point is set up, or taking the bus to pick up spots in either Manchester City or Salford. Now, taking a step back, let me explain how this all works. We have a website through which you'll have to register to become a rideshare member. There's a very small administrative fee of £5, which really just helps us to maintain the site. Once you've registered, you'll have access to our rideshare network. You can see the exact pickup locations in each of the Greater Manchester boroughs, and you'll be able to view each of those location schedules. What I mean by schedules is the days and times during which other members have already set up rideshares. Our system works on someone originally posting an offer to rideshare, and other members may respond if they care to join. Then an agreement is reached and regular rideshare is organised. Sometimes those rideshares are already full. There's no more room in the vehicle. But sometimes there are open seats. Just contact someone from that particular rideshare group to find out. But you can't just waltz into a group. They have to accept you. So make sure to be polite in your communications. Oh, and if a rideshare is full, you can either find another one nearby or start your own. You'd be surprised at how easy it is to fill up. I should warn you that each member is only allowed to register for 2 rideshare groups at one time. We have this rule because some people register for multiple rideshares at once to ensure they get a seat somewhere, and this causes us a lot of problems. It reserves seats that could be used by other members, so we had to create registration limits. All right then, payment. Besides a registration fee, we as an organisation don't impose any other charges. But you need to be pitching in for gas, for whatever group you're part of. Every rideshare group decides amongst themselves how that's handled. Some groups take turns, while others pool funds in advance. But you can expect that to cost about £25 per month. It's common for groups to have difficulty deciding whose automobile to take. Originally, one person's vehicle was used, and everyone in the group chipped in for maintenance repairs. That didn't last long. Most wear and tear on vehicles happens outside the regular daily commute. So what people started doing was alternating weeks. One week they use one person's car, then the next week another's, and so on. Of course, some people join the rideshare program because they are vehicleless. In that circumstance, we recommend the person without a car contribute extra money, perhaps £20 per month, to help with such costs. But again, that's not part of our organisation's policy. If there are any intergroup conflicts, that's when we step in to mediate. Surprisingly, this seldom happens. In the few times that there have been issues, they've been resolved rather quickly. We find that most people who choose to join rideshare programmes are relatively responsible and respectful. But if you have any problems, call our toll-free helpline day or night. One last suggestion I'd like to make is that you check a few different rideshares out before deciding on one. If you're going to spend a good portion of your day in a vehicle with other people, you want to be sure you'll all get along. Heated political arguments are not exactly, well, not the best way to start your day.